Hello, everyone. My name is Soapy Dollar. I am Mescalero Apache from the reservation down in southern New Mexico. The purpose of this video in particular, this particular project, is to inform particularly and especially Native folk and Native communities about this book called The Bible. So many are maybe less familiar with the book, the Bible, and we want to inform them, but also many are believers already and have come to believe in the God of the Scripture. And we want to give greater confidence and trust as to why, and greater understanding of the Bible itself as to why we believe, why we trust in it. So that's the purpose of our project. We're going to be talking about various aspects of the Bible, its uniqueness. We're going to talk about the trustworthiness of the Bible. Is what we read in the Bible itself true and accurate? We're going to talk about the sourcing of the Bible. Many call this the Word of God. Is there a supernatural source that from which we get this text that we call the Bible? And then we're going to talk about the central message. What is the message of the Bible? And finally, just some concluding thoughts about the Scriptures overall. And hopefully it's going to be an encouraging and informative time about this book and deepen our understanding of it and also the trust or confidence that we can have in this book we call the Bible. Now, first, let's talk about the uniqueness of the Bible. We're not trying to establish the idea that the Bible is God's word with this particular conversation, but we just want to establish the idea that it is a very unique book. There's not another text, not another book like it. Now, the Bible is actually, we think of it as one book, but it is, in reality, is 66 different books written over a period of over 1,000 years, about 1,500, 600 years, by 40 different authors, times of peace, times of war, times of plenty, times of famine, all kinds of situations. And the authors wrote from different contexts. Some wrote from prison. Some were farmers. Some were fishermen. Some wrote from the palace throne up in the top. Some wrote from the dungeon down in the basement of the palace. All these different situations and circumstances are part of what we have, what we find in the Bible. And so that is, of course, kind of an introduction to the uniqueness of the Bible, which is the topic that we wanted to address first. The Bible is unique among all the different books we might read, and I would say incredibly unique in many ways. It is consistent. It is unique in its consistency, in its message. I've already mentioned the fact that it is a book, 66 different books written over 1,600 years by about 40 different authors. And yet there is a consistent message and a consistent worldview presented throughout the Bible. It speaks to hundreds of different complex and even controversial topics within the human beings' experience. It speaks to hundreds of these topics with a perfect consistency throughout from beginning to end, which in itself is pretty good evidence for supernatural sourcing. But at the very least, we can say that it is unique on that basis. And it's unique in its circulation. Not only has it been translated, and we'll talk about that in a moment, to many different languages, but it circulates from people group to people group, from nation and through the centuries, from generation to generation. It is found everywhere, even making its way into the popular language of many, whether it's German or Russian or Hebrew or Japanese or English, American English. There's so many ways that biblical phrases and stories and ideas have found their way into the popular language. So it's unique in its coherency and its consistent message. It's unique in its influence, its circulation from generation to generation. It's unique in its translation. It is by far the most translated book, the most translated text in all of human history. The Bible has been translated into 704, translating the full Bible, another 1,500 over 1,500, translating at least the New Testament, the second group of books of the Bible. I said the Bible is 66 different books. There are 39 books in what we call the Hebrew Scriptures of the Old Testament, the books that were written before the birth and life of Jesus of Nazareth. And then there are 27 books that were written following the birth and life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. And we call those the Old and the New Testaments of the book. So the New Testament itself has been translated into over 1,500 books, languages, I'm sorry, that we find around the world. The Bible is unique, not only in its consistency and in its reach, its reaching to every generation in its translation, but the Bible is also unique in its survival. Because, interestingly enough, a book, I guess, of its proportions, and particularly with the kind of claims that the Bible makes for itself, that it is the very Word of God, that it speaks with authority into man's situation and to human existence, there are those who oppose it, who don't like that particular message. And so the Bible has had its opponents through the centuries and its critics. And the Bible is unique in its survival. Through the ages, generation to generation, there have been many attacks and many predictions that the Bible would be eradicated, would be eliminated, erased from human experience. And yet it stands even today stronger and greater than ever before in its influence expanding to all the nations, all the languages of the world. It's unique, the Bible is, in its teaching as well, in the sense that it speaks with greater clarity to the human condition than any book that I've ever known and read about. And I've been a student of this for many years. I began with my own approach to the idea of wanting to know God, the Creator. What is God like? Who is He? And I began to explore and find it. And of course, we look to general revelation. We think of nature, the sun, the moon, the stars, the seasons, and so on. And we get a sense from nature around us and from within us as human beings. We look for a reason, for an explanation for who we are in our life experiences, no matter what background, no matter what ethnicity we might come from. These are common questions to all of us. And as I began to wonder and to seek after that meaning and purpose and the existence and the nature of the Creator, I came to this book. It was recommended, and I began to read it, and I began to study it and explore it, and I saw that it spoke to my heart. It spoke to my condition, to the way I felt, to the way I understood things, and the longings and the desires that I wanted as a human being, but also even as a native person. It spoke to the desires and the dreams and the aspirations I had as a native individual, the values that we have culturally. And so the Bible is that way. It's unique in that it speaks to the human condition in a way that perhaps no other book does. And finally, we find the Bible is unique in its message. I mentioned this book's 39 books written before the life, birth and life of Jesus of Nazareth, and 27 books afterwards. Well, that's because this person, Jesus of Nazareth, is the central character of the Bible. It speaks to hundreds of topics and so on. We'll mention that. But the overall topic is that there is a Redeemer, there is a Savior, there is one who comes to reconcile fallen humanity and reconcile us to a holy and gracious, loving God. And so these books are written around the life of this individual. And that message of God seeking man, coming to man, seeking us, and not only do we want to know about God, but that God himself has wanted to reveal himself to us. And that's the uniqueness of the book. Its message is unique in the sense that it tells us God loves us, seeks us, and that he has spoken and he has acted in human history so that we might know him, know about him, and that we might know him and come into a relationship with him. So without a doubt, I think we can say from the beginning, although this doesn't prove that the Bible is indeed the very Word of God, it is very strong evidence that this book, of all the books that we might look at and consider, this book, the Bible, is unique.